This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshresht. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the commissioning ceremony of three warships, INS Surat, INS Nilgiri and INS Vagshir in Mumbai today. The commissioning of these three naval combatants marks a significant leap forward in realizing India's vision of becoming a global leader in defense manufacturing and maritime security. Later, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohanji Temple at Khargar in Navi Mumbai. The temple, an ISKCON project, is spread over an area of 9 acres, which includes a Vedic education center, proposed museums and auditorium, and a healing center. President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam has arrived in New Delhi for a 5-day state visit to India. Minister of State for Commerce and Industry Jitin Prasad welcomed him at the airport last night. President Tharman is accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This is his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu. She will also hold a banquet in Mr. Thurman's honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the President of Singapore. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jai Shankar and several other Indian dignitaries will also call on President Tharman. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav has highlighted the government's approach to the Digital Personal Data Protection Framework. He said that the primary objective of the government is to let the law and rules evolve. Chairing a consultation meeting of government officials and industry on the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025, the minister emphasized the need to consider the Digital Personal Data Protection Act 2023 and the draft rules 2025 in conjunction. The Mahakumbh is underway in Prayagraj. Yesterday, over 3 crore 50 lakh devotees and pilgrims took the holy dip in Triveni Sangam on the occasion of Makar Sankrant, Amrit Snan. Our correspondent covering the cultural extravaganza reports that the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology has offered technological support at the Mahakumbh with the integration of Bhashini for multilingual accessibility.
Language translation platform Bhashini is providing multilingual access at Mahakumbh in 11 languages. Its language translation ecosystem is helping those attending the world's biggest spiritual conglomeration through the digital lost and found solution. People are registering lost or found items using voice in native languages. A real-time text or voice translation is being given for easy communication. There is multilingual chatbot for queries and kiosk navigation. The mobile app and kiosk integration is translating guidelines into local languages. It is also enabling seamless communication with officers. AI-powered multilingual voice-enabled chatbot Kumbh Sahayak is designed to assist millions of visitors during Mahakumbh, which is powered by cutting-edge AI technologies. With Anand Kumar, Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Mahakumbh Nagar, Prayagraj.
Union Commerce Minister and senior BJP leader Piyush Goyal has said that the good governance for the past 10 years has been based on 10 foundational principles. Delivering the keynote address at an event in Chennai, he said that the government-led Prime Minister Narendra Modi functions under a decisive leadership, root cause analysis, outcome-oriented action, rule of law and transparency, time-bound execution, prioritization of issues, accountability and monitoring, adoption of technology, innovative financing and partnership with all stakeholders. In the Hockey India League match, Team Gonasika have secured their second win. They kept their semi-final hopes alive after beating Surma Hockey Club 2-1 at the Birsa Munda Hockey Stadium in Rourkela. Neelam Sanjeev Sess and Lee Morton scored the goals for Team Gonasika, while Pawan Rajbhar scored Surma Hockey Club's solitary goal. In women's cricket, India will look to whitewash Ireland the 3-match ODI series in the final match today at Rajkot in Gujarat. The match is scheduled to start at 11 a.m. Team India has an unassailable lead in the series after winning the last 2 ODIs of the series quite convincingly. And that is the end of this news bulletin.